For years, students in Louisville have been bused across the city and county, part of an effort to create more diverse schools. But as Ryland Barton from Kentucky Public Radio reports, a bill in the state legislature could upend that.
A couple months ago, Shantia Cowan got into Harvard.
I don't know. I just froze. I just saw the first word, which is like, congratulations, and I just didn't know what to do. Because, like, it was never really like an option for me.
Cowan is one of the successes of Louisville's busing program. For the last 4 years, she woke up early to take a bus to Fairdale High School, 15 miles away from her home. She says she got a better education because of it.
It's just way easier to, like, make a connection with people and, like, build a bond. And it's like, you know that you have a lot of, like, people to help you along the way.
Cowan is scared that ending the busing program would keep future kids in her neighborhood from experiencing the same benefits she did.
They're going to grow up in a bubble. Like, all they're going to know is the kids that live down the street, around the corner, next door. Like, that's all they're going to know.
The bill making its way through the legislature would give priority school assignments to students who live closest to schools. That flies in the face of how Louisville makes those assignments now. For middle and high schools, the local school board has drawn broad boundaries that include distant neighborhoods to promote diversity, and elementary students have to choose from a handful of schools based on their home addresses, some of which are far away. But the policy has its detractors. Louisville resident Peter Massey's 7-year-old daughter wasn't matched to the elementary school just 3 blocks away. She was assigned to a poorly performing school on the other side of town.
We didn't want to put our, at the time, 6-year-old on a school bus for 45, 50 minutes a day each way.
The Masseys ended up enrolling their daughter in a nearby Catholic school, and he says they're pleased with their decision, but he still wants the policy changed.
To not be able to have that choice to go to school close there and be involved in that and have our kids be able to know other kids in the neighborhood that go to school together just was a shock to us.
In 1975, riots broke out in Louisville after the U.S. Supreme Court ordered the city to begin busing students to integrate white schools in the suburbs and largely black ones in the city. At suburban Fairdale High School, where Shantia Cowan goes, people threw bricks through bus and car windows, and armed guards were put on school buses. Louisville resident Amy Shear was in middle school at the time and had to switch from a white school to a predominantly black one.
There were people throwing bricks at each other's cars. There were riots. I remember a lot of white flight, particularly into Catholic schools. It was a real tumultuous time.
Louisville was released from desegregation orders in 2000, but the city has kept its policies in place with several tweaks over the years. Shear has 2 children in Jefferson County Public Schools. She doesn't want the policies to go away.
As someone who wants to raise children that are open-minded and compassionate and whatnot, I think we start young. I think we get our kids together young so they get to know each other.
The neighborhood schools bill has already passed Kentucky's House of Representatives and awaits a hearing in the state Senate, which has passed similar measures in recent years. For NPR News, I'm Ryland Barton in Louisville, Kentucky.